Tomorrow is Saturday, and it's not just any Saturday. It's the unofficial start to summer, the three-day Memorial Day weekend. Farmers markets are in full bloom. Swimming pools and aquatic parks are open. Most schools are out. It's a good time. And we thought it was a good time to bring some rockabilly onto the show. Yesterday afternoon, the Time Burners spent some time with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. The Time Burners are Travis Custer on vocals and guitar and Becky Custer on vocals and percussion.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Becky.
And we are the Time Burners. We sound like we're on Hee Haw there. This is a song off our new album called Long Winding Road, the name of the album. It's a long winding road. Gonna take me on back home. On that long winding road. Heading down the road every night. Wishing you were here by my side. Looking for something that I may never find. On that long, winding road. Gonna take me on back home. On that long, winding road. Long winding road. Take me on back home. On that long winding road. Every road there's always something new. Town to town, playing's what I do. One thing's for sure, I'll be coming home to you. On that long, winding road. Gonna take me on back home. On that long, winding road. Take me home.
Take me home.
Gonna take me home.
Take me home.
Gonna take me home.
Take me home.
On a wild road.
Take me home.
Gonna take me home.
Take me home.
On a wild road.
Take me home.
Gonna take me home.
Take me home.
On the wild road.
Take me home.
On the wild road.
That was fantastic stuff.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Where is this long winding road? Is it in Lincoln?
It's probably driving from Eureka.
Yeah.
It's
62.
Yeah. 62 most likely.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Where did that song actually come from?
That's just in my brain. I've had it just talking about. I do a lot of, especially our newest album, when you listen to it, it's I'd like to call highway music. A lot of just driving type music that comes to people. And I guess there's a lot of ways to go home, and we're always seeming like we're winding to get back home. So that's just kind of where it came from.
We're roads, driving cars. That seems to be a common theme in rockabilly.
Yes, yeah, yes, does. Yep. You can do cars, girls, and love, and that's your about set. Yes, and drinking, your set.
It's so, pretty much the same as country music.
Pretty much,
it works about the exact same, just a little bit more upbeat usually. So.
All right. Tell me, where does the name the Time Burners come from?
We actually started when we did this duo project as we were called the Choo Choo Bandits. Okay, and we did a lot of old-timey type music, kind of roots music, and we were finding, though, that it was holding us back on a few things for gigs and stuff. People were like, I don't know about this, the name, it can scare people. And we did a lot of old music, and we were kind of wanting to kind of transition to some rockabilly and some old country things we do. So we said, let's do something that incorporates the old time, and yet it brings things together, and that's what was available, and it worked for us. So we said, let's go with it. So that's kind of where the Time Burners came from.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you two been playing music together?
We actually met in high school band. That was about 21 years ago. So it's been quite a long time, but we've actually been in bands together since 2000, so about 16 years.
So you met in the high school band. What did each of you play?
He played the drums and I played the flute. It actually worked out pretty well because in marching band, if the drummers dropped their sticks, the flautist had to go back and pick it up in marching band. So he would purposely throw his sticks back there, so I'd have to grab them and run them back up to him. So he was pretty smooth back then.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. I decided drums, though. I played on a trap set, too, and I decided, nah, that's too much to carry. So I learned guitar after that. So I just picked up guitar and went from there.
So you picked up his sticks in high school, but now you're picking up the sticks in the band.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. I'm picking up my own.
Yep, exactly.
What's that dynamic like? I mean, you're mostly a two-piece, right?
Yeah, we are. You know, there's a lot of duo things, you know, in the music world right now that do interesting things. In rockabilly country thing, there's not really anybody doing that sort of thing. We play in another band that we do some different kind of stuff, like surf music and things like that, and she plays bass, and we wanted to transition where we can have some more rhythm and things with the two of us. Every once in a while, we have a third member set in if we need to. But it's been good, and we're experimenting with it, and I think it's a real good thing for music to keep it interesting like that.
Do you ever feel like there's a little bit too much space in the mix just having guitars and drums, or do you find ways to fill it out pretty well?
I find ways to fill it out the best I can. When I first started playing guitar and stuff, I was in a three-piece band, and I had to be the rhythm lead kind of guy, so I'm kind of that kind of guy that can fill things up. Of course, there's always something that you're like, ah, I wish we had this, but we're finding ways to fill that up. For instance, she plays the kazoo a lot for some songs. Like we did, like last night, we did Yakety Yak, the old song, and the horn part, the saxophone, she's using the kazoo. So
yeah, yep. Yep.
So what is it about rockabilly and old-time country music that really drew you in?
It's just great music. You don't hear quality music like that on the radio anymore. We cannot listen to top 40 music nowadays. It's just horrible music. The songwriting is horrible. I don't know. Just everything about it rubs us the wrong way. So we just like the old stuff. It just makes us feel good, makes you want to dance.
There's a handful of people that, you know, we can stand nowadays. But
yeah.
That's why we go to the public radios like this and stuff, too, just because you guys, you know, support all kinds of music and you're open to what's going on. For real people. So
you play rockabilly and old-time country music. Do you still live the lifestyle of rockabilly like a lot of musicians do in that genre?
A lot of those guys are pretty hardcore. We know some of them. I would love to.
Yeah, we wish we were.
We're close in the fact that, like, this last year we bought a 1955 house that was a one-owner house, and we kept a lot of the same character. We put in a checkerboard floor, things like that, just to keep it going. I wouldn't say we do the whole rockabilly lifestyle. We have a modern car and stuff. We love the old cars.
Yeah, me too.
We get as close as we can get for the modern day, but we borderline that on what we do.
Well, and as touring musicians, I would imagine you need something reliable and that has space for all of your
yes,
gear.
Exactly.
And the older cars don't necessarily have that.
No.
Yeah, I might be nervous in a 57 Chevy. Yeah. I'd love it. So, yeah.
Well, you mentioned earlier that you did live for a while in Eureka Springs before you moved back to Nebraska. What's it like coming back here now playing music and gigs throughout the area?
It's kind of a strange deja vu being back. There's so much that have changed since the last time we lived here, but it's great to be back. People in Arkansas are fantastic. We love the Hogs, so we're excited about that. But it's kind of like coming back home again just for a short time, but it's great to be back, definitely.
Yeah, we've never said never, you know, so we may end up back here someday. Yeah, we love it, but it's really growing fast.
Yeah.
Over here especially. It's construction all the time, so that's a good thing, I think.
So what's the music scene like in Lincoln?
It's really good, and that's one of the reasons why we live there, too. Lincoln and Omaha is really supportive of live music. A lot of bands, all styles, anything you can think of. We play a lot of everything from coffee shops to festivals. And everything in between. And if you are a band and you just make an effort, you can find a place to play. So,
So what's your favorite part about being on the road?
Boy, that's a tough one.
She probably likes the waffles.
And the bacon.
I like just, you know, we play all over to different people. I like just sharing it with different people and new people and getting their responses. Folks get CDs and stuff like that.
I love to see their reactions when I play the kazoo. Most people haven't seen a kazoo in such a long time.
Yeah, and we do it a lot different. So it's not your typical what you think kazoo. So.
Well, and a kazoo doesn't seem like a traditional country or rockabilly instrument.
Right, and it's one of those things like where you talked about trying to fill space, and it does. And the way she plays it kind of sounds like a saxophone almost. So it works out. So it works.
So you mentioned you're on a mini tour right now. What else have you got in the near future coming up besides that?
We're experimenting with that. So this is the first of venturing out. We've got offers to do that kind of thing. You know, we thought about Colorado and things like that, neighboring states where we live. We'll play like the Iowa State Fair. We'll play, you know, some bigger things like that. Omaha has a big arts festival every year. We're playing this a few weeks away. And so we'll do some of those kind of things and venture from there. How it's been happening for us is once we play somewhere, we get asked to come back, people hear us a lot of times, and we get hired for other things. So another reason for us just to play out down here is let people hear us. Somebody may hear us say, hey, I want you to come here. We already had to turn down one gig that was down here on Dixon Street, which we said next time we come, we'll definitely be there. So there'll be some things like that.
So you mentioned that, you know, rockabilly or old-time country, that's something that's hard to find on the radio. Is it difficult to get exposure for that type of music, just in general?
I don't think so. Like, there's a rockabilly program on the public radio up there. I would say that's just there's a niche to it. Most of the people that pay attention to it, they gravitate towards everybody that's doing it. And you kind of say, well, I like Brian Setzer, or I like this person. And you kind of find all the people that kind of fall in those categories. And there's get-togethers and festivals all over and stuff like that.
Well, I think once people hear it, they forget how much they used to like it. And I think that kind of brings them back into it again.
There's a lot of people that you say rockabilly and they're like, what, huh? And then we say, okay, imagine old-time Elvis and this. And once you kind of put Elvis in the mix and stuff like that, I'm like, before 1965 or something like that, then they kind of think, oh, okay. And they kind of get the gist of what it is. And
before the jumpsuits.
Yes.
That's right.
Before the karate.
Yeah.
Actually, so. We don't do the karate, but other than that, we can do some of the other stuff.
And where's the best place for people to find your music?
CD Baby, iTunes. It goes on all that stuff right away. The next project in the works is going to be a Christmas album that we actually have to start this next month. Believe it or not, recorded in the middle of summer, so it's ready to go by Christmas. So we're just going to do kind of a simple old classics country type Christmas album that'll have a little bit of a rockabilly flair to it. So.
All right, fantastic. Well, have you got another one?
Yeah, we've got a couple here. So this is this is off the first album that we had, the self-titled album, and I actually wrote this song when I was just a young pup, I say. So it was in the early 2000s, and it was kind of a rockabilly thing then. And we put it on that album. It's called Hot Rod Mama.
Woman, Lord, she ain't hard to find. With a good looking woman, Lord, she ain't hard to find. But a good looking woman can't keep me satisfied. I need a real hot mama, one that can rock all night. I need a real hot mama, one that can rock all night. I need a hot rod mama, one to make me feel so right. I need a hot rod mama, hot rod mama, hot rod baby, hot rod mama, hot rod mama, one to make you feel so right. If she's a hot rod mama, she the one I'm looking for. Well, she gotta have hips and she gotta know how to move. Well, she gotta have hips, yeah, she gotta know how to move. 'Cause a hot rod mama really gonna make me groove. I need a hot rod mama. Hot rod mama. Hot rod baby. around mama. Hide around mama, wanna make you feel so right. I need a hide around mama, wanna make me feel so right.
Hot Rod Mama, it sounds like a really hot tune to me.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's got a little bit of Carl Perkins influence on
it. It's got Carl Perkins. Brian Setzer's a huge influence of mine, as you can tell. So got a little bit of all that, I would say. Yep.
Fantastic.
We could do one more quick for you, just so you have it. One we sing together. It's called Singing the Blues. Old Marty Robbins song. Kind of way we kind of do it is kind of rockabilly up. So. Yes.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues. But I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. You got me singing the blues. Well, I never felt more like crying all night. Everything's wrong and nothing is right without you. You got me singing the blues. Well, the moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. Nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. Where would I go? And why should I stay without you? You got me singing the blues. Stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. Nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like singing the blues. But I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. You got me singing the blues. You got me singing the blues.
Travis Custer and Becky Custer make up The Time Burners. You can find out more about them at their Facebook page or thetimeburners.com. They talked to Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis yesterday. And we have one more song from them that we will hear on Weekend Edition Sunday. That's Sunday morning at 9 on KUAF.